Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
On this July 4th weekend, folks, I've decided to take a hard look at just why it is that it seems the vast majority of the left fear or loathe the word patriotism. That's a very interesting question, and it's beyond any doubt that they do, even though they'll deny it. If you talk to them, they'll say, oh, no, you're absolutely wrong. No, we're the ultimate patriots. We're the ultimate patriots because we can take a look at this country and say we need to improve it. We want to improve. And because of all the improvements that we want to make, we're the true patriots. We want to build this country up again. Well, that's a lie. That's an absolute lie. You know, we have people in this country currently who actually work for news agencies, politicians, etc., who claim the American flag itself scares them, offends them, makes them think they don't belong. How long ago was it that we had a news story where a woman said, I went out to the suburbs, and I was aghast at how many flags were on pickup trucks. And people were running around with flags on their cars. And worse than that, pro-Trump signs. It was scary. I was very scared. Because really what they were saying to me was, you don't belong here. This isn't your country. Well, that's an interesting thought process. So in other words, you're telling me someone who displays the flag of this country and also incidentally displays their right to support a political candidate that they feel best suits their ideology, which is their right as an American, scares you. It scares you that someone has the ability to think other thoughts than what is in your head. That's scary to you. It's very interesting. So you would rather have a country of all groupthink. Everyone must think the way we do. That's what America should really be. A group of people who think exactly alike. That's not America. See, that's not America. What the left has done, or is attempting to do at least, is what they always do, and that is change the definition of a word to suit their own ideology. In other words, you take a look at a word like, oh, I don't know, racism. Now, racism to me is hating someone for the color of their skin or no other reason than their ethnicity. An irrational hatred of someone or treating someone in a lesser manner for no other reason than their race. Well, that's not what it means nowadays. Nowadays, racism is anyone who disagrees with a minority about anything, even if you happen to be a minority. See, that's the thing. African Americans aren't safe from being called racist. Just be a conservative African American, and you, sir, are a racist, or you, ma'am, are a racist. Because they've redefined the word. If you don't agree that Barack Obama was the greatest president in history, which is laughable and easily debunked, be a racist. See, they change the definition of the word so that it changes your actions to avoid being called that. They do it all the time. An insurrection is when someone takes up arms against their own government and forcibly removes or overthrows them. Nowadays, it's, oh, you thought the voting issues in a few of the states and counties were corrupt, and you got mad and you broke some windows and stormed into the Capitol building. You're an insurrectionist. No, you're a trespasser. You're a vandal. You're not an insurrectionist. You weren't trying to overthrow the government. Oh, but you are, see. You're an enemy of the state. Because they've changed the definition of the word. Well, now patriotism no longer means loving your country despite its flaws. It means blindly being a white supremacist or an Uncle Tom if you happen to be an African-American and you're proud to be an American. Or a butt kisser if you're any other minority and you happen to be proud of this country. Well, I reject that. I wholeheartedly reject that. And you should too. But the real question isn't why they changed the definition of the word. We know why. The question is, why do they fear our patriotism? Why do they fear people who love the country? Well, the answer is very simple. United we stand, divided we fall. And they want us to fall. The powers that be want this country to fall so they can fundamentally rebuild it in a socialist manner from the ground up. That's just a fact. You can call this alarmist, you can call this conspiracy theory, you can call anything you want. We have the facts to back it up. You see, because while they're saying, well, what's wrong with wanting to improve a country? What's wrong with pointing out its flaws and trying to make it better? Absolutely nothing. But let's apply that same theory to your personal life. Let's say you find a significant other and you say, I love them with my whole heart and soul. I just love them. Here's what I don't like. I don't like any of their friends. I don't like the way they dress. I don't like the words they use. I don't like the television shows they watch. I don't like the books they read, the music they listen to, the way they wear their hair, the way they walk, the way they talk, the job they have. You probably don't really love them. And I'm not sure what made you think you did to begin with. And that's where we get to the heart of the problem. If you love this country, that doesn't mean you're blind to their flaws. If you love someone, it doesn't mean you're blind to their flaws. What it means is you still love them. Flaws and all. And you attempt through love of that person to correct it. Not through beating them down, not through setting their house on fire, not through calling them all kinds of names, but through love and understanding. Are you getting any of that from the left while they're burning down Wendy's and they're taking over police stations and they're calling for the disbandment of police forces and everyone who doesn't believe what they believe are Nazis and white supremacists and evil, horrible people who should be eradicated and put on lists? Are you getting that? Are you getting love? I must have missed the love. You wouldn't give up on your family like that. If your mother or father or sister or brother or aunt or anybody else did something you didn't like, you might call them out on it. But unless it became so egregious that you cut them out of your life forever, you would forgive and try, and especially if they made amends, right? This country has always made amends for its flaws. There are people running around here still yelling about slavery. We've made the amends. How long do you want to punish this country for the slavery? We have made those amends. It would be like telling your kid, well, you know, yeah, I love you, but yeah, you did something really horrible when you were 8, And I know you're 30 now, but I don't forgive you. And I know you've done all kinds of charity work and you've straightened out your life. I still don't forgive you. You're still a horrible, evil person. Would you do that? Of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't. But with this country, you will. Because the dirty little secret is you don't love this country. The dirty little secret is you want to use the word insurrection? You want to have an insurrection in this country. You want to overthrow its very principles, wipe out all that came before it, and start anew with a socialist agenda that's going to leave you in power for life, so you get to tell people how they can dress, what they can think, what words they can use, what books they can read, what television shows they can watch. Would you do that to your significant other? And if the answer is no, of course I wouldn't. Why? And then the answer would be because I love them. If I really felt that strongly that they were totally wrong for me and I didn't like anything about them, then I would cut them from my life and move on. Okay, well then if you strongly feel that this country is a horrible, evil, racist place that is just beyond contempt, leave. And that's not a bad thing to say. If you're uncomfortable and feel horrible and oppressed and whatever in this country, move on. Isn't that what your mom or dad would tell you if you were being mistreated by a significant other or a girlfriend or a boyfriend? And he said, but I love them. Yeah, but they're mistreating you. They're horrible people. You need to move on. You need to move on. They don't say, well, fundamentally change them. Beat them and yell at them and set their stuff on fire and do all kinds of other things. And eventually you'll bully them into changing. They wouldn't give you that advice. They tell you move on. It's not for you. If you cannot forgive this country for the mistakes it made, even though this country has made amends for the vast majority of mistakes it's made, you need to move on. But you don't want to move on because you want this country for your own, and it has to be wiped out first. And the first people that have to go, those are the patriots. Because united we stand, divided we fall. And what is the one thing that unites us? Love of this country. If you love this country, that's the one thing we can agree on, right? Oh, we can't have you agreeing on anything. No, 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 no. We can't have the white man and the black man and the Asian man and the Spanish man standing hand in hand watching fireworks saying, God bless this country and everything it's given to me and my family. We can't have that because it's a threat to us. It's a threat to what we want to do to this country. So we have to divide them. We have to tell the white man the black person secretly hates you and thinks you owe them reparations and they're still punishing you for slavery and they hate the very ground you walk on. We have to tell the black people you're oppressed and you can't get ahead in this country. This country is systematically racist and you will never, ever, ever amount to anything. We have to tell the Spanish and the Mexican people you're not welcomed in this country. Everyone looks at you with, I wonder if that person's legal. We have to divide the people because God forbid they unite. Then our plans are ruined. God forbid they unite. So this is the way they do it. Divide and conquer. This is their plan. But the first thing they have to do is make patriotism an ugly word. So now they're going to try to tell you that patriotism means white supremacy. Patriotism means insurrection. Patriotism means racism. None of that is true. None of that is true. But they've got people so worked up that, granted, not the world's greatest minds or thinkers, but people like Macy Gray literally says, we have to change the flag. The flag has become a symbol of hatred and divisiveness, and we need a new flag. No, you need an education. We don't need a new anything. Because here's what our dirty little secret is. Even a good majority of Democrats think you're full of crap. All Republicans do. But a good majority of Democrats do too, especially old school Democrats. They know that, they know what's going on. It's only this new radical socialist Marxist communist. They're the ones. They're the ones who say, oh, yeah, well, you know, this country is beyond repair. It's like a house that burnt down. At some point, you just have to say, well, we can't rebuild it. So we'll just tear it down and we'll start from scratch. And you'll have a nice new house. You won't own the house. The government will own the house. But you can live in it as long as you do what we say, as long as you follow our rules, as long as you vote the way we tell you to vote for. Is that what you want out of America? Because that's what they're trying to do, folks. That's precisely what they're trying to do. That's why patriotism to them is a thing to fear. Because if you are a patriot, you won't allow it and you will not believe it. Let me give you a great example. We're allowed to burn the flag. It's a First Amendment right. Again, you can burn the flag. In a symbol of protest, I'll burn the American flag. That's fine. And when you tell people, well, you know, I understand it's not against the law, but I find it kind of offensive. Oh, why? It's just a piece of cloth. Well, I don't know. Let me ask you a question. I'm not particularly a big supporter of the admittedly Marxist Black Lives Matter movement. Not because I don't think Black Lives Matter. Not because I'm a racist. But because they said they're trained Marxists and they became a political group, not a group that was worried about civil issues. They're not marching where gangs are killing little children in Chicago. They're not doing that. But I would tell you this, I wouldn't burn a Black Lives Matter flag. I wouldn't burn it. And if I did burn it, I can guarantee you that anyone who believed in that cause would say that's because you're a racist. Otherwise, why would you feel so strongly that you have to burn it? Likewise, if I burnt a gay pride flag, I guarantee you that the gay community, the LGBT community would say that's because you're homophobic. How is it then that I can burn an American flag, but I can still be a patriot? If burning a gay pride flag means hatred for gays and lesbians, if burning a Black Lives Matter flag means hatred for African Americans, how come burning an American flag doesn't mean hatred for the country? How does that work? Good question, right? No answer, because they don't have one, folks. They don't have one. Patriotism is the only thing left that they truly and honestly fear. And you see it every day. And they disguise it because they know it's very unpopular with the American people. So they have to get you brainwashed into this first. They have to break you into this. They have to make you think, maybe patriotism really secretly is racist. Maybe putting a flag in my lawn really is a sign of racism or supporting oppression. No, 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 no. This is the same reason they won't tell you what's really going on in the border. This is the same exact reason. Because most people don't support that. Let me ask you a question. If they really just said, we are for open borders, we do not believe there should be borders, we do not believe there should be any limited amount of people that come into this country, we just don't believe it, it's a one world, whatever, people can wander wherever they want to, how come they're so quick to come on the news and say, there's no crisis, everything's under control? Wouldn't they say, well, what do you mean, crisis? This is exactly what we wanted to happen. Isn't this exactly what we said? Open borders, come on through. There's no crisis. They're denying it. There's no such thing. It's a myth. Why would they deny it? Why wouldn't they embrace it? If that's truly what they believe. Because they know it's not popular with the American people, Democrat or Republican. So they're lying to you. It's not really happening. It's an illusion. It's the same way, it's the same exact thing they're doing with this patriotism, war on patriotism. Oh, it's the most outrageous thing we've ever heard. We're the most patriotic people. We're the ones who want to take care of the American people. Well, your idea of taking care of the American people, though, is making the American people 100% reliant upon them. And I got news for you. That's what got a load of tea dumped in the river, right? There's no possible way the American people are going to put up with this. So instead of you just telling your agenda flat out, which occasionally some of these more radical ones actually do, but the ones who are smart, they don't. They say, no, no, silly person. The patriots, the true patriots, the people who love this country, we're the ones who can see the flaws, and we want to correct it. We want to correct all these flaws. So it's a wonderful country again because we love it so much. But the only thing they can point to is something that happened hundreds of years ago. You can't point to anything else. So how about if I burned a gay pride flag and said, well, I don't know. I love gay people, and I love what they stand for, but there's an awful lot of child molesters. Even in the Catholic Church and stuff, that obviously must be gay, and I'm protesting that. That's why I burned that flag. It doesn't mean I hate gay people or lesbian people. It means there are problems. There are problems in the gay community, and they have to be solved, and they have to be addressed. Guess what all the gay community is going to say to me? Well, burning our flag ain't the way to do it. That just shows hatred for all of us. Oh. Burning the American flag, turning your back on it, taking a knee during the national anthem, that doesn't show hatred for all of us. That only shows hatred for a select amount of people that we are specifically saying, no, 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 no. Come on, folks. They can't have you be patriotic. Because at some point, your neighbor, your friend, your family, whoever it happens to be, is going to take a look at the person next door, going to take a look at the person up the road and say, well, there's a wonderful family celebrating their independence and their freedom. Maybe they're not the same color as me, but guess what? We have that in common, don't we? Maybe you're going to barbecue this weekend and you have friends of all ethnicities and they're all going to come over and enjoy a barbecue and maybe a little fireworks and say, you know, we're lucky to be in a country where we can disagree but still be friends. That is the biggest threat cabal, and that's what it is. It's a cabal. This is the biggest threat to this cabal they could possibly imagine, so they cannot allow it. So they're trying to convince the powers that be, right up until your little children, by the way, who are being taught in school. You don't say the national anthem. You don't have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or the national anthem. You don't have to... You flying a flag in your lawn? What are you, a white supremacist Trump voter? That's what they're teaching. They're teaching you hatred. It's perfectly okay to criticize this country, folks. And it's perfectly okay to try to fix its flaws. There's nothing wrong with that. But if the only thing you ever did to your significant other is to point out their flaws, you never pointed out the good things that happened, you never patted them, your children, on the back and said, good job. All you did was say, no, you failed this test. No, you didn't mow the lawn properly. No, I don't like the way you're dressed. I don't like the show you're watching. Eventually, what is that going to show that person? That's going to show that person you don't love them. In fact, you probably hate them. When's the last time you heard a Democrat say anything positive about this country? The only thing we ever hear is terrible, horrible, this is bad, that's bad, this is bad. And they try to just completely rewrite history because they know that if you go back in your history books and you read it, you will find out that this country isn't so bad. We've had our share of blunders, and we've corrected them. They can't have that. So now they're going to rewrite history to show that, no, we were always an evil nation. We were always the oppressors. We were never the good guys. You know, China, a communist country, whose people are so oppressed, it's beyond belief. And I know I have listeners from China who are going to, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, I know this. There was tens of thousands of you marching in the streets, waving American flags, saying we want our freedom before COVID hit. You celebrated. Oh, boy, did you have your big celebration. And not one person said, how can you celebrate a country that's doing what they're doing to the Uyghurs and what they're doing to their own people? How dare you? No, everybody, oh, this is just wonderful. Oh, look, everybody, China's celebrating and it's wonderful. That's what American news media says. Meanwhile, if you want to go out there today and you want to put a steak on the grill, you're a white supremacist. You're a racist. You're an insurrectionist. You're an enemy of the state because you're celebrating an evil thing. And that evil thing is called independence because, you see, this new ridiculous Marxist government can't have you be independent. They don't want you to own a business. They want you to work for the man. They don't want you to own your property. They want you to be reliant upon them. They're telling you flat out, we're buying up everything and no more owning your own house. You don't want to own your own house. Do you know how much responsibility comes with owning your own house? No, no, silly person. We'll own all the property. You'll be happier. You'll get to use it. Don't worry, but you won't own it. No responsibility. No freedom either, by the way. No freedom. See, patriotism is freedom, folks. That's the whole thing. Being patriotic means you love the ability in this country to be free. It doesn't mean this country is perfect. Once again, is every single one of your friends perfect? Is every single one of your children perfect? Is your wife or husband perfect? Is your girlfriend or boyfriend perfect? Do they make mistakes? Does it stop you from loving them? Does it stop you from thanking God they're in your life? No, it doesn't. And unless you're a complete asshat, you don't spend all of your time reminding them how horrible they are. That's what the Democratic Party is doing, my friends. There is a war on patriotism and an effort to make sure that anyone who flies the Old Glory, anyone who celebrates our freedoms, they're insurrectionists, they're horrible people, they're people you should be scared of because what they're really saying is, you don't belong in our country. Where did that narrative come from? It came from the left. You ask yourself why. And I just told you why. Because they want to burn the house down and start from scratch. And the only thing that's stopping them is you and your patriotism. You enjoy your 4th of July weekend. And you remember, we're a free country. And it's going to stay that way. Yeah,